Begin the Quran daf nesechtes by the zayt daf lamed vav. Begin the base. Begin the tesmas. The gemara ika goy kule. If the whole nation, then yes, loy loy. But if the whole nation can't accept it, then no, it's not valid. Pirush, in other words, says, explains, it qualifies. In a chalat means it doesn't take effect because shag is there, it's like all other decrees, and that is v'yichil is batal, then it could ultimately be nullified af bezin kot, even by a minor court. Mi'u chalahi, but of course it takes effect l'in shetzichu shem hetzeh, that it needs to have some type of permissibility. Shari shem enogu by isu, because by oil, which wasn't accepted by all of the nation, they still treat it as forbidden, achabari b'hidu betir, until b'hidu came along and permitted it. Goes up and they say, and she needs Mary Susan. They decreed on their daughters that they should be considered as menstruating from their cradle. And the truth is, Gamma Banez Kutim Gazu. And they also made a decree on the daughters of the Kutim. Shteik Zeris happened, there was two different decrees. But Tevay Trichin, they both were necessary. Kumay Shapesh, Beperkam Shabbos, like we explained in the first Perk of Shabbos, on Tezayin Mebez, and Tezayin Maschel Av Banez Kutim. He says, not the beginning of the Gamma, the Sibylic is in the Buzzle, that it's forbidden to marry biblically the non Jewish daughters. Now, Tais says, a savior, the Krasamach, we're really going on the end of the Pasuk, not these words. The word says in the Pasuk, Bitali Sikil Benecha, his daughter you shouldn't take for your son. Because Il Abdul is Chatan, because actually the prohibition of not to marry them, Mayer Begiyar, is Toma from the Sheba Umas that they actually when they convert, because I mean by Arlak, they must say, Yamamas Ayin Bam Menalf. And Bechia Gavna Perisha Rebbe Bechandam and Perigo Arlak, but then Davain Tesla and Alfa, but Bene Shal, Shahuku, when they hung the ten sons, the sons of Shal, the Perch, the Gemara, Ibex, Abelim, so Abbas Albanim, the fathers cannot die for the sons. Obviously, we're going to the end of the pasuk. They'll say, "Ish bechati yamaso." Each one should deal with their own sins, because alvarish the kroa actually mukmula the gemara sanet daf chazan base actually explains to something else, not literally dying. Means beedus aval ben means the testament of the father and the son. And look also tezik kisuvah daf chavetesim opposite the maschal elu. And therefore, here also, although according to the tzchadim, we actually don't mean these words. It's actually referring even when they're Jewish. It's actually the end of the pasuk which tells us the prohibition of the non-Jewish woman. Next says master begins the gemara kiyaser. The Shimon holds. Because they're going to remove the Rambam's kol masirin to any non-Jewish spouse. That's going to remove your children from Judaism. Now, akor chach drasha, obviously this drasha lekaima il abita l'sikil l'benech, it's only going on the second half of the pasuk, which we just explained in previous tesis, that's what's going on. And don't take for your son. The salik minei, which we just concluded from, dilu shara v'gilchav megirusim, because the first half of the pasuk, which is to prohibit them when they convert, obviously all other non-Jews, megirusim, when they convert, shara is permitted. There's something called gerim. It's only for the seven nations that not. B'shimon da'aser, now, and according to B'shimon, that is saying that it's forbidden, Pesach Rashbam, he says, hachder B'shimon, I mean this that he's saying, kiyaser, rabbi's called masirin, the Rashbam explains, less of a kulitanoi. Meaning all of the we don't find this anywhere else. Only because Reb Shimon, the Dorish time of the Kra, he expounds. Meaning we don't find anywhere else saying like this. Because he expounds the reason of the pasuk. Imkain, if that's the case, kiyaser. So if he's saying because they're going to remove your children, Kra Yisrael, that's superfluous. The chinam leksev, because even if it wouldn't be written, Darshin Hai time of Menavshi. He always expounds the rationale of the pasuk. So why he's saying? Oh, must be it's coming to include something which Rambam is calling mercy and locus of Tez Gedushin Dam Samach Chesam Abayz and Maschal Hanich B'chulu. Now he says Matan Bigin Digmaga B'shem Nash Gaz. Four problems about having intimacy with the non-Jewish woman. And the second shot is Nash Gaz. Pirish, in other words, Koyin Abba'alau, a Koyin that has relations with Achayim Shem Zayin would be liable for his prohibition of being with a harlot. Mefashpek and the stuff in the Gemara Sanhedrin that Pei Beis Amid Alpha explains, V'idach, the Amma Shem Nashga, the first mandama that says, no, it's only Nashga, because somebody holds Nashay Lamafkir Biznus, their women, their wives, they don't make them ownless for Znus. Shemachil Lamechayim Shem Zayin, so if he disagrees, he says, no, there's no liability of Zayin. Vikshir Avir Ab Moshe Mefosh Tovosh, the Amacha, here we're saying over here, the Bezdin Shal Chashem Noi goes by Bezdin Chachab Meshem Zayna. That it was the court of Chashem Noi that made the decree a non Jewish woman should be considered as a Zayna. But Nam Perkaboy, Biyavamis, Perkaboy Yavimtoi, and Yavamis of Samachal from Bez. But Chacham Aymerim, they say, Ain Zayna El Gears, El Oym Shachreres. So the Zayna is when she converts or when she's freed, but she never labila Znus, and that she had a Bia of Znus. Zuy Zayna Momer Atar, and this is the Zayna that's said in the Torah that's forbidden to a kind. First time, and the Gemara explains the reason. If she born low, but the chayusa, meaning because they had relations with her when she was not Jewish. So you see that by non-Jewish woman, there is an application of znos. No, thereby when she converts, it's different. Why? Now she's someone that you could take in marriage. But and therefore the isur of leikach, which is someone that you could marry, make sure that you don't marry someone that that they shouldn't desecrate his children by taking such a woman. But actually, when she's not Jewish, the lesba kicha, which you can't marry anyway, lesba mishum zayna likach, so he doesn't have the issue of not to take a zayna, which is in marriage. because you can't marry her anyway. But Limisha Mechil Zaroi, and not because of desecrating his children, Shein Mesachas Achareim, because anyways they're not having Yichus after him, they're going after the mother, which is not Jewish. However, what's difficult is like this. The min perikol yisur in the Gemara says the tmurt of chobtes mabeis. Amma bai, says, koin abal abezik echavim, a koin has relation with a non-Jewish woman. Some gisars have the words afila ishis ish or afila ima. Be that as it may, ina loika does not get lashes. But Rabba Amma says loika do get lashes. Amma medai raisa hu milka Allah mashum zayin. Obviously, that's biblical, be getting lashes. But afila abezik echavim, and even when she's not Jewish. One perikol yisur in the Gemara says, gedush namayin chesem anav, the pligir, but lozber biyakov, behudu, but abuse, but shimon, be gears the coin. We're going to gears for coin. If Lurab Shimon lay shari, and even Shimon doesn't permit it, when this guy puts in Bas Gimel, only when she was converted under the age of three, she nizra besala bisra, that means she, her virginity was sowed when she was already Jewish. Avez kechavim, by the shechzim, but sounds like when she's not Jewish, it does apply Zionist. So again, we're back to the question. Beshem says, you can say, Zahid the Rabbi the Tamura. No, that teaching of Rabbi and Tamura. Bechen, Hid the Perk Yuduksin. By Hid the Yavamis, the Mashim, which we just brought proofs, it sounds like Dabavez kechavim shechzim by a non-Jewish woman, it is applicable a Zionist to be forbidden to a Kayin. That's for sure to make her forbidden to a kohen. But like and of course the kohen's going to get lashes on her like a woman who had relations when she's vadai, when definite. Babai, the Poling Abai who disagrees with him, says, "Ino, like, you're not going to get lashes." Then, because he held, "Don't the mitzvah was kachem zayin lekayin mederay." So this that a zayin is forbidden to a kohen biblically. Lamashem zayina dechsev bekra mitzra el mikzeres akasta dechsev. It says besulam amav. A virgin from his people, like Yeris, and not a woman who converted. And a negative prohibition that's learned out from a positive, where it says what you should do, and then they say, well, not to, it's considered as say, so you don't get lashes because it's a Isra say. And this decree of the court of the Chashmanoyim, Habistam of Itzkechavim, Ishaini do a little Shinibalo. So the biblical is when you know for sure. The Chashmanoyim is when you didn't know. The Mesvekele Loki, oh, so out of that you don't get lashes. For the Rabbin, the coin drop. Meal the Rabbin, however, coin drop goes, the sages decreed the Chayvoy Mishum Zaina to make him liable as a Zaina. Well, the Rabbin Demon, coin drop Demon, the Shailam Afkiri, they don't make their women Hefker. Hakam Mishum Zaina Legos, so because of Zaina, they were not, because that's Machlekes regarding Nashga and Nashgas. The fashion of Mehosim, Pekin and Sophim, that's what the Gemara explains over there. Mandam Nashgas, Lema Nashga, because the Isha's Lasu, they don't have marriage. The question is difficult. The Mitzrachin very common. The Kedushin, the Gemara requires in Kedushin of Chavav and Bezga by Yifas Toyer by the woman that's taken captive in the war. Eishes and says the wife, Lurabas Eishes, to include even if she's a married woman. Zama Ikabu, which is obviously they do have marriage. The Hashem says the Badei Asay Mi Ik. You're right. Of course, it's a positive commandment. But Kachutz Lurabas Eishes is that we have to include the married woman. But the Shimpek Dal Mises and Sendam Nan Nimbez and Bez Eish Ashi Enaf Eishes Through Eyu that he'll commit adultery with his friend's wife. Prat Leish Sachem excludes someone else's wife. Pirshav Kachavim that is a non-Jew's wife. Amalish Adbu Eishes Kol. Obviously there is no marriage. Heinlan Chiv Mises. And then that's all regarding being liable to death. But of course they do have. But the Minim Bisham Perk in Imdin Yudbo Al Azainev. 10 non-Jews have relations with a Zainah. Rishon Kana, the first one acquires her as a wife through the act of cohabitation, and others are liable as a married woman. Hadam this tells us that cohabitation is an acquisition by non-Jews. That's specific regarding the non-Jews. I'll be Yisrael, but by Yisrael in the say he's not liable in the powers of the commandment El Bulas Baal Ishtek Mura, only a woman who had relations and is a full-fledged wife. So and so therefore it's going to be only is a full-fledged wife, but that halacha over there, that just having beer, that was for Bnei Noach. It was great pain for him to answer the question. He went to him, and he went to him, and he went to him. So it's him in the Rinan, Uplani Tilplani. In fact, we said that he had by him, and he had by him, and so on and so forth. Mashmah sounds like Jekulam, but they're Echad, they're all in the same generation. Bukum, Bemei, Rebbe, they're all in front of, in the days of Rebbe, and finally Rebbe answered the question.